Today, we will read Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 56. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today as we read your word, that you would speak to us. Lord, we want to hear you. Lord, I pray that you would prepare our hearts to understand and receive what you are saying to us. Let your Spirit guide our minds to see things more clearly and to understand and how to apply things to our lives. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 56. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. All right. In today's reading, we saw Mary and Elizabeth meet, and they are both pregnant by miraculous means that God has done something special. And Elizabeth is carrying John, who will become the forerunner, the person who goes out and tries to prepare the way for Jesus. And even now, before he is even born, he begins his ministry inside his mother. And as Mary greets Elizabeth, John recognizes what's going on, even as an infant inside the womb, and he leaps for joy. And Elizabeth is filled with the Spirit and blesses Mary. And she recognizes that she has been privileged to be a part of all of this and is full of joy, that the coming of Jesus is a very joyful thing. It's something that they have been waiting for years, for generations, and finally, God is fulfilling his promises. And that's why I love verse 45, "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her." That Elizabeth recognizes that she has been blessed, that God has fulfilled his promises to Elizabeth, but also that God has fulfilled his promises to Mary, that God made a promise to her, and that he did it. And in the same way, through Mary, God is fulfilling a promise that he made hundreds, if not thousands of years before Jesus was even born. He is fulfilling the promise to send the Messiah. And this is so important. And Elizabeth recognizes this. And she is so excited and joyful that God is fulfilling his promises. We also need to believe, not doubt, but realize that God does what he says he will do. Have faith. Trust him to fulfill his promises. Next, we see Mary speaking, and in many ways, it's like a song that she is giving, praising God. So let's look at her praise. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. She acknowledges that God is the great one. God is her Savior, and that he is the one who receives the glory. Verse 48, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. She realizes that her humble state, and that she is not anything great. It's not that she herself has done wonderful things to deserve this honor and privilege, but that God himself is the one who has glorified her. God is the one who is doing great things. She is just the tool that he is using. And so it's beautiful to see her humility, that she isn't all proud and saying, oh, look at me, God chose me. Instead, she says, oh, wow, God is so kind that he would use me. And he is the one doing great things. Next, she says, his mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted the humble. She starts talking about what he has done over a long period of time, that she knows history, and she knows what God has done. She knows what God is like. And his mercy goes out to those who fear him, those who serve him, those who love him, who put him first, who follow and obey him. And it's true not just for in her life, but in generations that have come before her. She looks at his mighty deeds, that he has done incredible things throughout the history of Israel before. And then she realizes that all the proud people, that they are nothing compared to God. That he has brought down mighty kings. And it is God who is powerful. And he exalts the humble, those who aren't proud. In verse 53, he has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. That those who are hungry and in need, but look to God, he provides for them. But sent the rich away empty, those who rely on themselves, who don't depend on God, often end up getting nothing. We need to depend on God and rely on God. Finally, he has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary again realizes that God is fulfilling the promise that he made way, way, way back. Hundreds, thousands of years before Mary was even born. God promised Abraham that he would bless the entire world through Abraham's descendants. And God is getting ready to do that through Jesus. And so God is fulfilling his promises. He is doing what he said he would do. as I look at this, it reminds me to have faith. Just as God is fulfilling his promises to Mary, he is also fulfilling his promises to Israel and to the world. God does what he says he will do. We need to trust him and follow him and obey and depend on him. He will keep his promises always and forever. Lord, we thank you and praise you that we can trust you and depend on you. Lord, I thank you that you are worthy of our praise. Lord, help us trust you and follow you. And then we pray that you would do great things in our lives. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.